Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Madeleine Larson here. In breaking news, three people have now been arrested as the search continues for two Aussies missing in Mexico after a woman was found with one of their phones. The pair and an American friend failed to check into their accommodation days ago while on a surfing and camping trip. DFAT says it's providing consular assistance to the family. The AFL world has come together overnight with clubs uniting against gender-based violence. A moment's silence was held before the Crows Port game with players and officials remembering those women who have lost their lives.
The football world is united as we come together to say enough is enough and this must stop. Behind every death is a woman who lived and who was loved.
Police are expected to charge a 46-year-old man with blackmail following an alleged data breach in New South Wales. The Sydney man has been arrested after hackers threatened to leak the personal details of more than a million people obtained through ID ScanTech. Executive Director of Cyber Resilience, Nick Klein, says there's no need to panic.
As always, be very careful about emails that you receive, particularly from people or organisations that you haven't previously dealt with, or people who claim to have personal information of yours. You know, double check who they are and what they're asking is legitimate.
Aussie parliamentarians are urging US President Joe Biden to drop charges against Julian Assange this World Press Freedom Day, writing an open letter. And there are hopes the city can still be found to play out the 2026 Comm Games Down Under. It comes as organisers have slammed ex-Victorian Premier Dan Andrews for trashing the brand after pulling out of hosting rights. Penrith has overcome a slow start to pile more pain on South Sydney, running out big 42-12 winners last night to the dismay of new Bunnies interim coach Ben Hornby. Panthers coach Ivan Cleary admitting his side weren't at their best though.
You could tell like there's a real lack of atmosphere out there, and it just had like banana skin written all over it. Half time, we just corrected a couple of things, I thought. In the end, our defence sorted us out.
Tonight's action kicks off with Manly hosting Canberra before Brisbane tackles the Roosters. Three injuries have soured Port Adelaide's 30-point showdown defeat last night. Captain Connor Rosie flared the hamstring issue he carried into the match, while teammates Mitch Georgiades and Lockie Jones also suffered leg injuries. On the winning side, Matty Nick says Jake Soligo more than deserved the best on-ground medal.
Oh, I think he's had a fantastic month of footy. There's a lot more upside still to come, but yeah, really pleased. He's getting reward for the work that he's done.
Well, the MCC has urged Collingwood and Carlton fans to get to the MCG early tonight with 90,000 fans expected at the clash.